Good afternoon, and this is Sylvia Stein from The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. And I'm really, really happy that I get to interview this gentleman today. Unfortunately, his daughter won't be here today. I really sent her well wishes. And this is, I have the pleasure of having on my show today, John Constantin, and he's part of Chatting with the Constantins. And him and his daughter Destiny do that podcast, and I was on their podcast on Friday. So welcome to the show, John.
Hey, Miss Sylvia, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you. I'm sending Destiny well wishes. I'm sorry to hear that she's not feeling better, but she's always welcome to come back to the show once she feels better.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, your body's not acting right today, and I feel bad for her.
Well, I really hope that she gets better. So we wish her a speedy recovery. So you're always welcome to the show, Destiny.
I'll let her know. Thank you. And we really appreciate that. And I really appreciate the time to come on your show.
Oh, no problem. No problem. And I don't mean to mispronounce your name. Did I say that correctly?
It's Constantin. It's fine.
Constantin. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. And I have your biography here, so I'm going to go ahead and read that. So you were born in 1972 in Buffalo, New York.
Yes.
It says here, because this is from what Destiny sent me. You're with a younger brother and an older brother and stepsister, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And you're a graduate of Riverdale High School. And don't confuse that with the show, guys. It's not Archie.
It's Riverside.
The Archie and Jughead School.
it's actually Riverside High School.
Oh, Riverside High School. Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking okay. Riverdale. Sorry. Thank you for the correction. Well, it had that river in there, so that threw me off a little bit. but what I found really interesting is that you overcame a learning disability, and then contrary to what everyone expected, you attained a degree in computer repairs from the Educational Opportunity Center. Is that correct?
Yep. That was the first time I went back to school and I earned a piece of paper, because I'm a self-taught computer technician. Uh-huh. And the crazy thing is like I was teaching myself computers at the age of 28. My daughter picks up at the age of 3 and 4. So,
oh my goodness.
Me and her can build computers like nobody's business.
Oh, wow. That's another layer of things that you and Destiny both do. What I love is the family, you know, the closeness that you all have. And Destiny's a wonderful person. I met her through Coffee House Writers, which is a writing community that her and I write for. And I used to advertise, and now she came into the team advertising team, which I'm very glad, because I had to step down because I have so much stuff going on right now. And she added that to her resume. So I'm really happy that she could do that. But I'm just amazed by both of you guys, because you guys are like are not only, you know, doing this podcast, which you're going to tell us about today, but that you have Chatting with the Constantins, but also you also write books together, and you have so much stuff together that you do. Right.
Yes, we do a lot together.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But it says here that you're also an undergraduate student at Southern New Hampshire, and you're studying information technology.
Yes, I've actually taken a break. I've changed my degree so many times. I'm working on a bachelor's degree in general studies, and I'm taking a break because of all the things I'm dealing with my mom and taking care of my daughter and trying to keep myself healthy, you know, as we spoke on the show.
Yes.
Of what I do.
Yes. And that's what I was going to get to now. Of course, I want to mention your very supportive wife, Tina. Mm-hmm. You've been married to for 28 years. So shout out to her as well.
Well,
I don't
technically
know her, but I assume you all are a very tight knit, very close family. So I wanted to send her a big shout out as well.
Yes. Well, actually, it's like 30 years. I have to update that.
30 years. Okay. 30 years. Sorry about that. But I was going to say, so tell us about your podcast, John. Tell us about you and what all about you, of course, and what you do as far as the podcast and why you wanted to, you know, where you're hoping to go with the podcast and about your writing and all the different things that you do.
Well, I hope you got some time because I do a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, for the longest time, I was thinking about doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder if I have the chops to do it, and I actually pulled it off with my daughter's help. Our podcast is fun. My side of things, I talk about my personal health, technical mm-hmm. tips, sports, anything that is important to me, and I think I need to share. Mm-hmm. Maybe my story can help somebody. But I rarely talk about politicians and religion. That's not how.
No.
That's a one major rule in my house. We don't talk about politicians or religion unless mm-hmm. unless it comes to that point. But we don't talk about it on the podcast. Destiny's side, she talks about her excellent writing tips, her books, her projects, mm-hmm. The future guests we're gonna have coming up. But that's what our podcast is about. We talk about anything and anything except for stuff.
Yes, and it's called Chatting with the Constantins, right?
Yes. My daughter came up with that name, and I'm sticking to it.
No, it's a great name because it's about chatting with different people, and you get to include, like you said, health tips or about health, mental and physical health. You can talk about sports. You can talk about technology, books. You can talk about everything. So all of that is, and that's the main reason I call my show The Daily with Yes. Solstein, because you can add different things to your show, different elements of what you want to bring to your podcast.
Yes, yes. And with having a well-versed background, being, you know, and coming from a work field and customer service, I can share all that experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say. When I was very honored to have been your first guest for Destiny's Book Club, which will premiere tomorrow. I'm really excited because they actually had me on a Zoom video, guys. So these guys are more advanced than me with their podcast because they were able to add me to a video, and I was able to chat with both of them. And it premieres tomorrow, I believe, that Destiny said, or you guys had told me. And I'm really excited to... you know, share that, and I was really grateful that you all had me on your podcast to share all that.
Well, we're excited to have you, Miss Sylvia, and you know, you're always welcome on the show anytime. Yes. You know,
same here. Like I said, you have a tip you want to share, John, just send me a message. I want to be on, you know, I'm going to say something. I want to, and then I like to leave messages because that encourages people to, you know, want to like do more shows and try to promote as much as I can. I put you all on Instagram and try to promote it as much as I can. So, and I noticed Anchor saw some of that. So shout out to Anchor FM, and hopefully, you know, that'll give you more exposure as well.
Yes, I'm grateful that I found Anchor because I was going crazy trying to figure out what I wanted to do. But actually, I found Anchor to be the most easiest because, you know, I use Audacity and I upload from my computer to Anchor and put it on there. I do my little creative things that I do. Actually Zoom's pretty easy to use, Sylvia.
It is. Well, you're going to have to share those tips with me one of these days that we have some time so I can start recording and putting them on audio and sharing that.
Oh, yeah. But the only thing I had to find when I stripped the audio, I had to find an audio converter to put it in MP3, which is free on through Google. I can actually send you the link because I saved it in my favorites. And Zoom is like a couple clicks and you're done, basically.
Wow. Well, that, like I said, this coming from a very tech-savvy person. And then his daughter, you told me, you know, Destiny learned at about 3 or 4. Gosh, that's so much. But so tell us, you know, as far as the podcast you shared, because you have definitely have the voice for it.
Thank you.
So why don't you share on this show about that contest that you won and how that came about?
Oh, we're talking about 2016.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it was funny because we always go to the wrestling events every time they come in, mm-hmm. you know, either in the wintertime or summertime. And WRK just happened to have a contest. And I sent in for it. And Brett Allen, who's the host of it, called me and said, hey, this is John Constance. I'm like, yeah, you won. Yeah. Can you be here at Monday at such time? I was like, yes. I was actually a half an hour early waiting for them. And it was awesome because I was sitting there talking with Brett Allen, and Charlotte Flair comes off the elevator, looks at me. She tosses me her belt to carry it, which was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we had our little three-minute interview. I started off nervous, but I just started to get more comfortable.
Yes.
So I posted it on our website, and that's where basically the idea of the podcast started to come along back in 2016. But it went by the wayside, working on other things, and now the podcast is like here. It's thriving as best as it can, and
yeah, you're definitely doing the right things to market. You know, it takes a lot to market oneself. But there's people that, as I told Destiny, you know, they're really good at marketing. I know, like Kate Marie, who used to work with Coffee House Writers as well. Mm-hmm. She's an author, and Destiny works with her in Functionally Fictional. One that started that, the Functionally Fictional. She's an author. She does marketing stuff. And Francine Weigel, that's another person that she's an editor at Coffee House Writers.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really good at marketing. And it's hard to do all that. Like, I'm learning as I go.
Yeah, same here.
I'll be honest, but I'm not like an expert person to like that. I tell you all I know as far as what I've done, but I think I'm also learning from you guys as well. So, you know, those are the different elements of trying to market oneself for podcasts. But I think you all are doing really great because you set up a website. You've set up your different platforms that you're in, and hopefully the sponsorship will come, you know?
I've actually, while I was doing the editing of your show, I actually recorded a commercial for Anchor.fm, and
yes. See?
I'm still cracking up in the back of my head the way I did it.
Well, just keep at it, because those will help you. When you add them on your podcast, you'll start seeing some. I'm not saying you're going to get rich overnight or anything like that, but mm-hmm. you'll get the promotions, and then hopefully more people will support your podcast, even if like they do 99 cents or $4 or whatever, family members, maybe people that you can trust, you know, and then it'll slowly but surely grow. And then depending on the downloads, that also helps too.
Right. Because yeah. I've noticed before I clicked on the link, I was at like 467 plays have been, you know, and then I check out which episodes are best and which ones I need to improve on. It's crazy, you know. Doing this 5 months is me and my daughter. It's just crazy.
it grows. It's like I remember one day I woke up and I looked at my podcast, and I had, because of Spotify, I had about 247 downloads in that same day.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. And then it went back to 8, 10. And I'm just like, well, what did I do differently? You know? You just kind of get thrown off by... But it also has to do with topics. I noticed when I talked about certain books, so those books, I guess, were people really wanted to listen to that. Like, that author or whatever book. So I'm trying to bring that dynamic back. And then plus more consistency with your episodes.
Right. We upload every Wednesday and Friday, and I try to do them live, or I try to schedule them.
Yes.
I notice when I do shows with Destiny, the listener views go up. I had the highest like 27,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm at like 9 or 10, and I'm like, okay, I'm reaching somebody.
Yeah.
They're listening.
Yeah, they are. And you'll see... mine kind of decreased because I'm not sharing on every social media site. I kind of took a break on certain media sites because of the fact that there's so much stuff going on in the world that you don't want to listen to sometimes. So I stay off those platforms at times, and I'm thinking of re-going back to them. And I think if I shared more on certain media sites, it'll probably increase my downloads.
Right. Because the only sites I use is Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook and Instagram.
Yes. And right now for me, I'm actually only doing Instagram and some Facebook.
Yeah.
And before I was doing, like I said, Twitter and all these other, and I said, I don't have time. Unfortunately, I wish I had the time to be on all those platforms, but Twitter, I'm not really I know I'm saying it now on the show, I'm not really a big fan of Twitter. I used to be, but it kind of got a little too much toxicity for me, so I just kind of went, no, can't do it. You know, it's their own, right? And then people, you know, didn't see me too much on Facebook, so they're like, what's wrong? I took a, you know, sometimes you just need that, like, little break where you just kind of focus on one thing. And right now, like, as Donna Trovato has said, you're the queen of Instagram. Well, I wouldn't call me a queen, but I do appreciate her shout out as well.
Yeah, I've actually enjoyed your coffee videos and the way you do your messaging and setting up things with the Instagram. The Instagram live feed. That's awesome.
I like to do that. I just like to tell people, you know, I'm enjoying my coffee. Have a great day. You know, have a little. You know, that I just love doing that. And sometimes the husband, you'll see him there, you know, when he's off or on the weekend, and he'll join me. And people love that. They're like, oh, we love that you know, get to do that. I said, I just want to bring. That's the whole point of that.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to do. And, you know, my inspiration has always been my daughter. And it's crazy how I managed to get her. I didn't know this, but she always wanted to be a writer. And somehow, with her being in a wheelchair and dealing with her stuff, I've actually made her, like, she can do anything.
Yeah. And she does. She's a real positive ray of light. She really is. I've gotten to know her, and I love listening to her in the meetings when we have them with Coffee House Writers and all of that community with Jess Knoppel and all of them. And Destiny's just a very positive, sweet, happy person who loves to spread. And in spite of all of that, she hasn't let any of that stop her.
No, she her favorite word is yes. And I'm like, Des, you gotta say no sometimes. That I might miss. I'm like, okay, I'm here. Let me know what I can do. But I'm amazed how me taking a creative writing class at Niagara Community College and just like a 4-page essay basically was a bonus paper, and now we have 2 children's books, and now she's expanding to young adult, and she's, oh my God, so creative, Sylvia. I'm just so proud of how creative she is and the way she does things, and she's helped me with the podcast, sharing her writing tips she's learned with both of her master's degrees. Oh my God.
You guys couldn't have picked a better daughter to have, you and your wife. And but you also, you know, encouraging, you know, that not everyone has that in their life, like that person that motivates you to keep going. And I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, like, I rely on my faith and my family, of course, but a lot of us don't, you know, people don't have that. You know, Destiny definitely has a great family support system, and you guys both, like, push each other. Like, she's always saying, my dad, she'll talk about you in the meetings, like, when we've gone to Coffee House, we've done this, and congratulations on both of you, you know, coming up with those books. That you those children's books, and I was gonna ask you how that came about, and what the title of those books are.
Well, it's crazy because where we live, it all started with me just saying, like, setting out two lone wolves, and then driving down this road every day going to end trip. It just started to come more clear. Like, I started seeing, like, a crazy town and a crazy spooky house, and it's kind of like a Scooby-Doo kind of mystery thing. And when my daughter looked at the paper, she's like, Dad, we can do something. So we called on the journey with Dad, because this is basically me and her spending time and getting lost in a story and just, like, finding our way back. And it's just amazing. how that happened.
That's just so wonderful. Now, where, if people wanted to order your books, where could they find those books?
You can actually go to our website, ConstantinsBooks.com. And on the tab there, it says about our children's books. You can click on it. Also has information about our podcast, Destiny's Magical Creations, blogs, anything and anything you want to find out about us. It's right there at ConstantinBooks.com. We're also on Amazon.com. If they like to order from Amazon.
Yes. Who set up the website? Because it looks great.
Actually, she did the website. I knew about GoDaddy, so we use GoDaddy to power it. And she does all that, and I give her some inputs of what I think should go here and there, and then she just takes over. And the other website that people can and check out that I've done personally myself is at podpage.com/ chatting with the Constantins.
Yes.
That's where you can find my winning interview with Charlotte Flair, all our podcasts and all the listening platforms you can listen to. You can also subscribe to our site. You can also support our site. Mm-hmm. And obviously we're going to take your suggestions, and newsletters are coming soon, and a lot of other things are coming soon.
No, you guys are doing great. I'm going to post all of that on the episode, so that way people can click on and find you guys and put your pictures up and everything. So no worries about that. But I wanted to ask you, like, when you first set up the chatting with the Constantins, and it's just the way it sounds, guys, chatting. Like the word chat, chatting with the Constantins, and that's ConstantinsTins. And I was going to ask you, so what, like, what mostly, like, you know, did you always want to be a speaker? Like, did you always love all that when you were growing up, or did that just come suddenly?
It's crazy, because I've always It all started when we started doing our radio show tours, and I met a great guy named Ron Raitz, who passed away a couple of years ago. And he says, "You have a radio voice. You should pursue that." So, this question takes me back to when I started to interview Charlotte Flair, and I was asking Brett Allen, "What school should I go to? What classes should I take?" He wasn't sure. You know, he just went to UB, but I've always wanted to do crazy stuff. When I was 16, I wanted to go to Hollywood and be an actor. When I was 12 or 13, I wanted to be a professional wrestler. But now I'm just a professional dad, podcast host.
Yeah. Well, I mean, things change. But like I said, you have that radio DJ. Like, you really do have that voice. Because I know that since I was younger, I always wanted to do something in, like, radio or speak. I've always wanted to speak, even when people probably didn't want to hear me, especially my brothers and sisters are probably going, "Yes, we remember those days. Please don't bring that up." But I can definitely hear your voice. And as you said, Charlotte Flair, she's Ric Flair's daughter, right?
Well, actually, the way she told me, she says it's Charlotte's dad, the way she told me. During the interview.
It's Charlotte. Basically, she was giving credit to her dad. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
But what I was also gonna say is that you really have that talent. I mean, as far as that voice and trying to navigate everything, and what I see is that you're dabbling in your podcast, supporting your daughter, your wife. You know, and you guys are working together to build this, podcast and possible other things to come, because, you know, the writing journey is there for you guys as well.
Yes, thank you.
There's a lot that you have. I mean, you guys are both helping each other, but the fact that you guys have that technology behind you it speaks volumes as well.
Yes, this is also kind of cool with you using Anchor and the actual app, you know, because this app is so powerful through Anchor.fm. Shout out to them with this technology that they got.
Yes. But
also, I've taken public speaking classes at Niagara Community College. I think what's helping me with all of this is my digital media certificate that I mm-hmm. earned is actually helping me with this. And I've actually taken a web design class. So I know a little HTML coding, but I just don't use it. I should use it, but I don't.
Well, at least you have it there. But also think about, and this is like in the future, John, you could also work on trying to get, like, you know how people do webinars?
Yes.
And courses through what you know. That's also another thing you can also talk about on your podcast and possibly set up one later in the future.
That's a good idea, because actually this episode we just did, it's out now. I did an episode where I've talked about where I've updated my laptop with more memory and how to do that and what equipment that I recommend use for streaming and to get better performance out of your equipment.
That sounds like those topics sound good, because you could also incorporate them on social media. Like for you do Twitter and Instagram. Those are like, I think, the biggest ones that you could do, like a live video, a Q&A on your podcast, and you could pick a topic like, hey, I wanted to recommend these tickets. There's a lot of people out there that just want to know more about what stuff they can use for their equipment that they need.
I'm actually thinking about branching out into doing video. I'm still researching whether to use Riverside.fm mm-hmm. or we still can continue to use Zoom or StreamYard. I'm still researching all that. I haven't made a decision yet of what we want to actually do with it.
But like I said, your podcast, like I said, it's just going to keep on growing, because as the title says, you can add all kinds of topics, except of course the ones you mentioned that we don't speak about. Because you don't want to start a war like on the news channels.
No, if you talk about politicians and religion, forget about it. That's like an instant argument right there.
Cancel here, cancel there. It's like we're writing a Dr. Seuss book, but we're going cancel this, cancel that. We don't want to do that. No, I understand.
No, we just want to have peace and be friendly and respect one another
and respect everybody. Yeah.
And get to know one another better than what we're doing. You know, peace and harmony works well when it's actually working properly.
Yes, definitely. But so what is like what you're hoping to accomplish, like when you do, can you mention a couple of your episodes or more than one where you felt like as you went from the first episode, you progressed to a better like understanding of either you have to work on a script or just speak from you walk in, you know how you were telling me on Friday, you know, I just go on a whim and start talking. But have you felt like now it's changing because of Destiny, that Destiny kind of tells you, well, maybe we should speak more about this topics that we're going to talk about, or how is that working?
Well, having my daughter as my co-host is one of the most amazing things. Me, I just like to fly at the seat of my pants and be more natural, because I watch a lot of wrestling programs and it sticks in my head and I just talk about it because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you just want to kind of give your views of what you saw in that topic. Yeah.
And especially when it comes to computers and networking, I feel like I'm the expert because I have certification and that stuff. But the tougher ones, my daughter's always correct. I have to write things down on the things I don't know. But with her being my co-host, it makes it easy, to be honest with you, to have that conversation between me and her. And just it just flows more naturally that way when I look at her on the screen. Because I from starting the first podcast with me and her sitting at the computer, I had to figure out how to get better sound. And I watched a lot of YouTube videos and I figured it out. Me and her use Zoom and I stripped the audio out and the audio's a lot better. And I think the shows have been becoming a lot better between with me and her because of using Zoom and that technology. Mm-hmm. And And especially with the equipment she got me, I'm still flabbergasted.
Yes, share that with us on my show. What the microphone that she got you that you were surprised with?
For my birthday gift in 2020, which was not that long ago, she got me a professional studio mic. It's a BM-800 condenser mic that I use through the USB, and it goes into my computer. And then for Christmas, she got me a lighting kit that I can put my smartphone in if I wanted to do a quick video. I've upgraded my camera, which to a USB camera that's 1080p, so I get a lot of better video. But she, when I started talking about this, it's you know, like I said, I started way back when, and then now it's to fruition. And going from the first episode, being nervous with the trailer, and watching more videos and watching other people saying it's not going to be perfect, I'm like, I'm just going to let it fly. And if you listen, you listen. If you support me, you support me. But I'm still going to keep going.
You're
going
to keep
pursue,
doing it.
I'm going to pursue this, and I'm going to get better at it and find a way to have guests on without being nervous of asking them. And my daughter's been a big help with the writers community with having you as our first guest, which I thought that show was awesome when I was going through the editing.
Thank you. I thought you guys did a wonderful job. So thank you. Whatever you can make me look good, that'll be fine. Because I can't fine. Just talk and talk. Believe me.
I know.
I could tell. I just love talking. That's why I have my own podcast.
Exactly. You know, if you got something to say, you know, people might listen and say, let me try that, because I don't know anything about construction, but I do a lot of bushwhack fixes because I love watching Gold Rush.
Oh,
they do bushwhack fixes and
they
work.
I love that show.
It's still on. This is a shortened season with COVID, but I love watching it on Friday nights. If I miss it, I DVR it. The show I really miss watching, it was on CBS on Sunday. It was called God Friend of Me, and they canceled it for some reason.
That
I'm
was
mad.
A great show. I heard. And I don't know why they canceled it. Yep.
I don't know. But Miles, the actor, had his own podcast, and he was on Freeverse talking about how he's an antichrist. But the whole moral of the story of that show is that God works in mysterious ways, and it was actually being proven of where he wanted them to go and who to help and everything through social media, which was awesome.
Yeah,
I loved
and that's a good message that they carried through the show. So, you know, but
exactly.
You can go back and watch the episodes they did have, right? At least do that.
Well, with the demand being on demand being flushed out every once in a while,
you
it gets
repeat
lost.
That. Sorry about that. I put do not disturb, but apparently it still disturbs me.
Oh, no. No, what happens with any cable company or satellite, every once in a while, they purge their on-demand so they have new and fresher programs on there. So the only way you can go back and find it is if you're lucky, if you can find it on YouTube.
Oh, goodness sakes. Oh, I'm sorry about that. But, no, like I said, it's you know, the beauty of podcasting is that you get to do what you want to do on your show. Like when I started this show, I didn't know. I just started the Sil channel, and then I was like, well, let me do the daily. I started listening to different podcasts that they had, and I started listening to them, and I fine-tuned like what I wanted to stick to, you know, kind of get an idea. But I was like flying by the seat of my pants as well. And then I started getting guests come over and figuring that out, and, you know, so forth. And then I added the Coffee Chronicles, like to recommend books and, you know, kind of give a hype up on it. And that's what I love to do. But I always tell my guests, whenever I'm over talking, say, Sylvia, let me talk. Because I can't get carried away. So, and if I do that, I apologize.
that's fine. This is your show. You're controlling it. I'm just waiting for my time.
No, like I said, it's wonderful to hear another podcaster, especially from Anchor FM, because Anchor, like you said, offers you the opportunity to, there's so many platforms that you can share this podcast in. And you just expand it.
It's basically just you take your RSS feed that they give you, put it in where you want it, like say for Stitcher or Pandora or even iHeartRadio, which we're on all those platforms, and especially Spotify, because Anchor owns Spotify. And with Anchor.fm, it also helps you to be on other listening platforms because they provide that for you.
Yes, and they don't require you. You know how some have, like, you have to pay money to Anchor? Doesn't ask you for that.
No, Anchor's all free. It's right listed on.
That do charge you a fee if you want to get anything like more extravagant. They'll say we'll pay this much, and you know. And I understand, but this is what I love about Anchor. It's all free. It's a convenient. You can set it up on your phone in case you're traveling, and then you could always add it on your computer. But it gives so much accessibility.
Yeah, I agree with you. Especially, you know, for people who don't know anything about podcasting, this is the most simplest way to do a podcast right through your phone, and you're doing it right now. With sending a link, you click on it, boom, you're right there. You can come in mid show and say, "Hey, how you doing? I'm John Constantine from Chatting with the Constantines. I'm with Sylvia Stone
on
right now."
FM, see what I mean? You got that voice that in itself has won you points, my friend.
Now it's crazy. When I was checking my stats and I was when we're doing the finishing touches yesterday, I see in your city, I can't pronounce it, but it's actually in the United States. I think it's in North Carolina. It starts with an F. I'm like, somebody's been listening to the show this whole time.
Yeah, I always listen to your show, Fuquay Marina. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, because the thing is that when Destiny brought it up at Coffee House Writers there in our writing community, I always love to support of any, you know, author or writer, whatever their podcast is. I like to listen to it. I may not be able to listen today, but I try to, you know.
Right.
I just feel like support. You know, we need to support each other, indie authors, artists in general. We just should all, you know, give whatever we can, because I feel when you do that, you spread that, it comes back to you, and you get more out of it.
Exactly. And if there's one thing I've learned from working at the cable company, because I'm still learning. This is like my training period, because we're in this like 5-6 months. And from what I've learned, and from coming from training, going on the floor, it takes a good 6 months to learn what you're doing. And then another good 6 months, try to perfect it, make it better than the last one. And then all of a sudden you're in a year and you're learning more and share more. And I'm just amazed how well my show is doing. Well, actually our show with my daughter now.
And it's going to get better. It's going to keep growing. And I'm going to say, I knew them when.
I knew them when they were a rookie podcaster flying by the seat of their pants, just coming out with some stuff.
Well, that's the thing. I got corrected one time when I said this to my mother-in-law. I love her. Shout out to her, Kavi Stein. I said, my little podcast. What do you mean your little podcast? You've had guests. You know, she corrected me to say, you're starting something and building it. We couldn't be more proud, you know. And I've learned that. So you know, you're growing your audience. That's what you're doing, because that's what books do. When you write a book, you have to also grow your fan base and all of that. But you're doing it with your daughter, and you're only growing from that. And I feel so honored that I was able to be the first guest for her book club. So I mean, I couldn't have. I was so ecstatic when she told me that.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. You know, come on anytime.
You guys are awesome. Like when I told her, she was one of the few people that said, I want to be on your podcast. I said, anytime, and whatever you guys need, I offer whatever, like the stuff I know, because I know you guys will share your stuff. And the more you do that, the more you'll get better. you know?
Exactly. Because yeah, I you know, it's funny. I was actually looking for that script for anchor.fm, and I watched a YouTube video where you just have to have two call to actions, the anchor.fm.com site and the app. And I just made my own. And I thought it come out great and funny, to be honest.
Well, I hope you'll share it on your shows, because that way I can share it in, like, when I share the links and send them to people. My brother is a big supporter of my podcast. Shout out to him. One of my brothers, Raymond, he's also an author. Mm-hmm. He's written a book, Alexander Ray, and more of a nonfiction type. But he loves to support and listen. And anytime I send him like a link, he'll be, I really love this about the show. So I'll make sure to send him your show so he can listen in, and you know, get, you know, you can have another listener or other people that I know that listen to podcasts as well.
Definitely.
Yeah,
please
definitely
do.
But so, John, what else do you want to tell us today? Since you've been on the podcast today, and I know we were supposed to have Destiny. Like I said, I hope she feels better soon. What else would you like to add as far as where this journey is taking you for the show, for those listening in?
Well, this little crazy podcast we got, Chatting with the Constantins, is to started off as an idea. Now it grew and progressed into an actual podcast show, which I want to do my absolute best to make it the best possible podcast I can be with my daughter. This is all creativeness and being inspired by watching sports events, or just looking around and just sharing my knowledge of computers and networking, and hoping that what I've shared can be passed on, and then they pass it on and say, oh wait, I listened to John's podcast. That was an easier step than it this way.
Exactly.
So I've working in the telecommunications, I've learned to find shortcuts to get to the root of the problem a lot quicker than taking 10 to 15 steps where it only takes like two. And the other thing I want to mention is I love watching SEAL Team. It's on, I think, Wednesday nights on CBS. And Master Chief always says you got to work the problem. I love working the problem, because once you work the problem, you can solve it and make it better and put the permanent fix in.
Definitely. That's great advice. And so for those that are wanting to start a podcast, what would you advise them to do? Like, what is some helpful tip that or knowledge that has helped you through the years?
Well, what has helped me through the years is talking to people, asking questions. And if I can't find the answer, I go find it my own. Like when I started our podcast, I watched a YouTube video, and I watched three or four different people of how they did it. And I just took what I learned from there and made it my own. Now, you know, obviously I use the anchor.fm website to upload our episodes. I find using Audacity, which is for Windows and Apple computers, it's a free download. It's a free source editing software that's, I think it's pretty easy. But also, if you're going to use the phone, you can also edit your episodes right on Anchor FM phone app as well.
Yes, exactly. And what I love about Anchor is that when it's processing your episode, you can also add music and the little interludes to it, to the episode. And you don't want to ever, I try not to pick songs that overpower the episode, but I love blending in all that to the episode, because it really accentuates already with what you're trying to, you know, publish and then share it with everyone.
Right. Now my last episode I did was wrestling and tech tips. I have beginning music, and I have like soft rumbling music playing out through the whole episode, and I have an ending song. Sometimes I just put the beginning and the ending song and just do my episode like I would do like a radio show, which I find that to work better for me, because I can take a break, a breath, drink some coffee or water, and then go back to it and add my ads in there and create it the way I want. I make sure everything's all lined up perfectly and send it up. And then my daughter would, you know, because I still have a learning disability, but I've overcome the how to. Basically, the way I look at things is I look at, like, I'm looking at a computer, and then it helps me process it better, understand it better. But if I still ask questions, I'm like, hey, Des, I need help writing this. Does this sound good or does this sound bad? And she just helps me. And that, I think that's why we work great together on the podcast. Because we can marry our two passions together into one show and come up with different episodes to do every week.
That's amazing. Now I was going to say, well, what does your lovely wife, Tina, say about how you both work together and all of that? I'm sure she's all for it. She's very supportive, but what does she think of all of that?
Well, she first and foremost, she thinks I'm crazy and silly to talk to a computer all day. But my wife has been amazing. You know, I have, you know, my faults and everything, and she's been through the thick and thin. But I know deep down she's very proud of us, and I know she wants success for us. But she's very supportive no matter what we do.
Exactly. You guys are awesome. And John, I just want to say I'm so grateful for you being here on the show. And I'm going to post all your links to the episode. And I don't know if you want to leave us with one piece of another tidbit you want to share for us today.
Yeah, I do, actually. I want to say, let's just stop all the fighting and just take the time to have a conversation with somebody instead of pulling socialism and racism into it, and just take the time and just say hello. Do you want to go get a cup of coffee? What's your interests? You know, and I think that's the key, because that'll stop all this nonsense going on. I think it'll stop bullying if you just take the time to say, hey,
I know we may have our differences, but you know what? I don't want to talk about that. I just want to know how you've been. How's it going with you? Right.
Right. You know, I just want peace of harmony. Exactly. That's all I'm asking for.
That's all we need. You know, it's like, let's stop the arguing and fighting, and let's just have peace and harmony. Exactly. You said it best. And like I said, I'm so grateful that you were able to come to the show. He's one half of Chatting with the Constantins. Destiny will be hopefully with us next time, and I really hope she feels better. But this has been the Daily with Solstein through Anchor FM, and I couldn't have asked for our most wonderful guest. Thank you, John, for post all your links and your picture so people can find you. And I hope you'll come to the show again and share more knowledge of your podcast and anything else.
Oh, Miss Sylvia, thank you. This has been awesome, you know, to come and talk on another podcast.
No problem. Like I said, anytime, John, you're welcome. And this has been the Daily with Solstein. And make sure to follow Chatting with the Constantins. They're on Anchor FM. I'm going to post their link. Don't forget to listen to all their episodes. Download them. They're available in many platforms. You'll find them all there on their page. And I'll make sure to post all that. And thank you so much again. I really hope you had a great time.
Oh, Sylvia, I had a blast. The only thing I was missing was a cup of coffee.
We didn't mention that. What's up with that? We have to talk. We will have to mention that at the beginning of the episode next time.
Yes. Yes, I have my coffee, but I didn't have it.
That's
I apologize, because I know that's what you're known for.
Yeah, I know. But we'll need to do an afternoon coffee session one of these days.
Yes. But if I have anything, you know, that you need, let me know. Send me a message or send Desi a message. I'll be more glad to help you, because you're actually helping me gain more knowledge about podcasting. And if you need help with Zoom,
thank you so much, and I will take you up on that. Thank you so much, John. This has been the amazing John Constantin from Chatting with the Constantins. Please make sure to follow. Thank you for being here on the Daily with Solstein through Anchor FM, and I hope that you're here again. Thank you so much, John. Have a happy afternoon.
Oh, you too.
Have
Thank
a great
you,
day,
Sylvia.
Everyone, and happy Thursday. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.